We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
This for you, Bill. Is that Billie Eilish?
Oh, I love Billie Eilish. I think it's funny that they still let us use that Wayne's Brother thing and they don't shut us down. But literally, I can post anything like a finger on Facebook or Instagram and they'll try to shut the page down, like Twitter.
Of course they will. Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show on the internet for you by us, Bro Talk. We're always on the mark. It's your man, Jason, in the director seat as usual. Dex, I got my flow back. Let's kick it over to my main man. What's going on, bro?
Hey, guys. Dexter Stuckey here. Super excited to be here. I don't think I have a story today. I think I'm just like regular, like just ready to get the show on the road.
Regular degular, you know what I'm saying? What's up, Bill?
I'm alive in the land of the living. I got one day left. One more day.
One day before what?
I'm done work.
Oh, you don't gotta go. Oh, yeah, I forgot you only work for, you guys, teachers have it easy, so you guys only work for a little bit of time.
Oh, okay. What is this music choice you put in today? This is weird.
Why does everyone say this is Billie Eilish? Like, it's my song. I'm the bad guy.
It sounds really good. It sounds like a Pride club anthem.
I don't sound like I'm Studio 54. It's like a line of code.
Okay, Jay.
No, this is a really good song, though.
This song go hard.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no BS. This is a great song. I didn't know what it was
It's ASMR friendly. So if you have ASMR, you enjoy ASMR, it's supposed to stimulate your senses.
It's like this thing where, like, remember that commercial during the Super Bowl with Zoe Kravitz?
Nope. Y'all out here doing drugs?
No. So we out here doing drugs?
ASMR is a feeling of well-being combined with a tingling sensation in the scalp and down the back of the neck, bro, as experienced by some people in response to specific gentle stimulus, often a particular sound.
Drugs.
Drugs.
Y'all out here getting high. Trying to pass it off.
High as a kite.
I mean, high as a kite, and y'all trying to pass it off.
That's the part they leave out. They leave out the part that you have to be high in order to enjoy ASMR.
All right, first up, we got Dawn and Liz. You guys know who that is, Dawn and Liz. Doesn't that sound like an old band, like with Dean Martin and the Rat Pack? Dawn and Liz. Donald Trump and his family decided to travel across the narrow sea and visit the Queen. As you can see here, sorry, podcast listeners, but if you see this photo, it's just a picture of all of the young Trumps, and they're posted up. Tiffany stuffed in this dress. We got Ivanka here with this jean. Is this a jean dress she has on? Denim? What the hell is that?
Like a Little House on a Prairie dress.
Eric still looks like he eats children.
No, I don't say stuff like this often, but they legit look like slave owners.
They look awful, don't they? Took their ass all the way across the narrow sea to look terrible.
Looking like
that. But no one looked worse than Donald did. This tuxedo that he stuffed into standing next to the Queen, who looks mighty frightened. They look old. Are they well, Bill?
Or is who old?
The Queen.
She's like 90-something.
Oh, so she's on her last legs?
She's literally the longest reigning monarch. She's been the queen since like World War II.
And she's holding on because she don't want to give it up.
Holding on. I mean, if that was your son, would you want to give it to him?
There's a whole scandal going on too, isn't it? Like with William cheating on what's her name?
It's fake news.
Kate? Fake news. There's like a whole thing. So. Allegedly. But yeah, back to Trump. Apparently, Trump was not allowed to stay at Buckingham Palace. He was forced out, unlike Barack Obama. So he stayed at Winfield House, which is a stately home of U.S. Ambassador Woody Johnson, which has the second largest gardens in London after Buckingham Palace. It's the same place that Trump stayed last year. So Trump has actually never stayed in Buckingham Palace. The Queen says that Buckingham Palace has renovations going on, work that began in 2016, and out of the 775 rooms, including 52 guest rooms, there is no room, apparently, for Trump and his family.
No room at the
not
end.
Nary one.
Not now one. No room in the end.
Trump baby. That was a statue or a little blimp that was blown up by some of the locals there in London to greet Trump. It looked awful. People greeted Trump with a whole bunch of crazy signs, things posted up on walls, basically showing his approval rating compared to Barack Obama's in the country as well, even though he's not the president of Great Britain or whatever. But they still decide to show Trump that they do not appreciate him at all. So quite the embarrassing time, it seems like, for Donald Trump. But that couldn't have been more embarrassing, or maybe it is. Kamala Harris was doing a speech here in California when she was interrupted. She had the microphone snatched from her by a person in the audience. That person is an animal rights activist. And he was escorted off of the stage, of course, by bodyguards, including Kamala Harris's own husband, who was angry as he pushed him off the stage, because who knows what this guy could have had, right? But of course, they caught up with him outside, and white people always get a chance to explain their actions. And he said that he decided to do it out of respect. He said he was very respectful, saying, "I tried to show my profound respect for each of the people on stage." He said he kept his hands up and told her, "I'm really sorry to be doing this. I just have to ask you an important question," before snatching the mic out of her hands. According to him, they were standing outside eagerly soliciting interviews with reporters, and said that the protest targeted Kamala Harris only because she's California senator and not because she has any particular stance on policy. So guys, who should be feel more disrespected, Trump over in England or Kamala Harris getting a microphone snatched from her?
I mean, if somebody told me that you had 775 rooms and there's not one for me, like ain't no carpet, no basement, no attic, and there's nothing for me to stay at. Like I'm over here at the Best Western.
Yeah, okay. No room in the end.
No room.
Okay. So you say Trump. Okay, Dex, who you say, Trump or Kamala?
If I'm President Trump, I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't want to stay there anyway. But don't you ever snatch no mic out of my hand. Like, I feel disrespected. I think President Trump likes this stuff because he likes to troll. We know that. But Kamala Harris, she's like, what? This how y'all feel? Like, this is embarrassing.
She's been getting disrespected a lot. Like, remember that lady accosted her in the middle of the airport a couple of months ago? And doing something else happened.
You know why they're doing this, right? You know why they're doing this, right?
Because she's a black woman?
Because she hasn't stopped like running for president. If she wouldn't have done that, if she wouldn't announce that she's running for president, they wouldn't be bothering her. I mean, actually, when she first did it, it was fine. Like, they were trying to break records and give this woman money. Then Joe Biden came in there, and they're like, oh, to hell with you. Like, we on Team Joe now. So now they're going to go above and beyond to disrespect this woman. Watch.
Oh, so you think it's the stands. So you think it's like the Bernie stands and the Joe Biden stands.
I didn't say nothing about Bernie. Ain't nobody worried about him. Only Joe Biden.
Right.
All right. Well, speaking of presidential candidates, Elizabeth Warren went on The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne and the crew. And she's wanted to speak about some policy, but Charlamagne and DJ Envy decided to keep the conversation going about why she decided to say that she was Native American.
So I grew up in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I learned about my family the same way most people learn about their family, from my mama and my daddy and my aunts and my uncles. And it's what I believe. But I'm not a person of color. I'm not a citizen of a tribe, and I shouldn't have done it.
If you had a chance to do it over, would you?
I can't go back, you know, but I should.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do is try to be a good partner, and that's what I do every day. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in the things we're talking about here, what I want to see us do in education is I want to see us get rid of the student loan debt and make an investment in the historically black colleges and universities. I want to see us in housing, hit redlining head on. I've got the first housing proposal to just smack straight into that. I want to see us in healthcare, address healthcare disparities, and particularly maternal mortality rates
right.
for black women.
Mm-hmm.
We got serious problems.
I see you talk about reparations as well.
Yeah.
So what, your family told you you were Native American?
Yeah.
Charlamagne tells me I'm Dominican, but I don't believe him.
You are. How long did you hold on to that? Because there was some report that said you were Native American on your Texas bar license, and that you said you were Native American on some documents when you were a professor at Harvard. Yeah. Like, why'd you do that?
So it's what I believe. You know, that's, like I said, it's what I learned from my family.
When did you find out you weren't?
Well, you know, I'm not a person of color. I'm not a citizen of a tribe. And tribal citizenship is an important distinction and not something I am. So.
Were there any benefits to that?
No. Boston Globe did a full investigation. It never affected, nothing about my family ever affected any job I ever got. Mm-hmm.
You didn't get a discount in college? No.
You're kind of like the original Rachel Dozol a little bit. Rachel Dozol was a white woman pretending to be black.
No, this is what I learned from my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they kind of hounded on to that point that she said she was Native American. Guys, is this a big deal or no? People are talking about this instead of the stuff that she proposed in the interview.
That's what I was thinking the whole time. I'm like, okay, like this is entertainment. Like it's funny to talk about that because like with the whole joke with her and President Trump. But like overall, like they literally started this interview off with talking about all these different things that she wants to do for African Americans and HBCUs and all this stuff. And I think that's what they should have talked about, like kind of like drilled her on that. Like, how do you plan to do these things? Because like, are you just pandering to get a black vote? Like, that's what I think they should have talked about. But instead, you guys focused on like the sensationalism. Like if she benefited from saying that she's Native American, like that's crazy. But at the same time, she cleared it up. Like, let's move on and talk about something that's actually important. Like, you wasted her time.
Legit. At Huey G. Newton on Twitter, Charlamagne don't have the range to talk about policy. You can tell he had that Rachel Dolezal line in the chamber before Warren even showed up. He couldn't wait to say it. Bill, do you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm with Dex. She legitimately talked about things that could help our communities. And the only thing he could do was talk about her, quote unquote, being Rachel Dolezal and her being Native American. I mean, come on.
But in his defense, though, and I don't want to crap on Charlie.
I was about to say, Dex, what's happening? You're going against your boy. What's happening?
I don't want to crap on him in this, but I just look at it like this. This is like if Bro Talk Live was a show out in the public and open or whatever, and on TV or on the radio or whatever, I feel like we would be the type of show that you can come to with your political needs. I really do think that because we would take it serious. You're going on a show like The Breakfast Club, which is known synonymously for bringing on like loving hip-hop stars and rappers and stuff like that, and that's what the show is for. You're going on this show and trying to get a black vote, and you're not gonna get it because like they're not gonna take you serious. It's not that kind of show. You don't go on this show like that. That's why I think they need more shows like ours out there so that these people actually have a platform they can go on to reach African Americans.
Absolutely. Someone said at Tony Palo, I'll never forgive every public figure from Killer Mike to Angela Rye who's contributed to this recent rebranding of Charlamagne as a thought-provoking discussion leader. Is that a problem that Charlamagne has so much influence now that it seems like he's driving conversations and driving policy conversations and stuff like that where he's really just an entertainer?
No, I mean, I think that we're all like thought-provoking discussion makers. I think that we all have that in us. It's just that like he's on a large platform, so like a lot of people will listen to him. I think you should listen to what he says. If you agree with it, you agree with it. If you don't, you don't. Like, I listen to him every week. I don't agree with everything that he says, but I also come on this show with you guys and we talk and we put our stuff out. And I think we're discussion leaders as well. Mm-hmm. We're just not on the same type of platform that he's on, which again brings back to my previous point is you need more shows out there with more voices. We don't have that many voices. Therefore, he's the one that people look at. Like, oh, look, he's the voice of the young people or whatever, because he's one of the only ones that's out there.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's done on purpose, though. Like, because if they, and I use the word they, but if they wanted our voices out there, our voices would be out there. They don't want us to have a voice.
But I don't think it's they, though. I think it's us that doesn't want more of us out there. Even, like, to the extent maybe somebody even like Charlamagne. I don't think he reaches out to try to grab more, like, African-Americans to put them on. Like, even his show Brilliant Idiots. And I'm not saying you shouldn't put people, like, other thans on shows or whatever. But Brilliant Idiots, he's co-hosted with Andrew, which is a white guy. And Andrew's great on the show. He really is. But I'm just saying, like, I don't even see Charlamagne, like, putting black people on either. And I think... it's a us thing versus just, because I think before it was definitely them. Like, they decided who's going to be where. But now I think we've gotten to a point where we can kind of make some decisions, and we still don't.
Got some updates for you guys. Updates. We always want to know what happens to people that we talk about on the show. So some updates from cases that we've talked about in the past. Meek Mill has been granted a hearing with a new judge. This is something that he's wanted for a very long time. They're hoping to vacate a 2008 conviction that landed him back in jail several times over having guns and drugs. The district attorney in the case confirmed that his office filed new documents in Pennsylvania Superior Court asking for a new probation violation trial for Meek Mill. For Mill, like, that's his last name. Did we go over this before? Like, yeah. Why are they putting rappers' names as last names? Like, Mill isn't his last name. It's a stage name. No one else cares?
No, I mean, it's a good point.
For Mill.
I think they're just trying to be professional with it. You know what I mean? When you see a name written like that, you try to go for the last things. I get it. It's just, like you said, kind of simple.
Stupid.
I mean, they call him Mr. Mill, though, so.
Mr. Mill, exactly. The DA's office says that the judge, Janice Brinkley, who we've talked about before, who wanted her to get, wanted to get him to sing some type of Boyz II Men song remix, and he didn't do it, so she threw him back in jail. They said that she was also biased, pointing to a surprise visit she made to a homeless shelter when he was doing court-ordered community service at that same shelter. They say that's a role for probation officers, not a judge. Meek's lawyer says that I got one more. Meek's lawyer says we're looking forward to the oral argument before the Superior Court and hopefully to have Meek's conviction vacated. So what were you going to say, Bill?
It just it bothers me that a judge, like, you should be disbarred for something that egregious. I'm not saying that
for just showing up
he shouldn't be penalized because he violated his probation. But girl, you out here asking him to, like, memorialize you in songs and, like, sign autographs and take pictures, and if he don't, you, like, throwing him in jail. That's like a disbarrable offense.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully something comes of this. Dex, do you think that Meek Mill is going to be able to beat the case and finally get the freedom, you know, in the fullness of it?
You know, I do enjoy some of his music. I do, but, like, I feel like Meek has been doing, like, a lot lately, and it's kind of, like, getting on my nerves. Like I want this to work out for him because I kind of want this to go away a little bit. Like, I'm kind of tired of
it. Yeah, same. Yeah, I agree. Like, we don't need any more of it. All right, another update. Speaking of things we were tired about, Jesse Smollett. New documents have come out. And looks like Jesse, you probably won't be coming back to Empire. So some of these documents that came out, show an image of Jesse Smollett, a man buying cocaine and ecstasy while plotting a fake hate crime against himself. So according to these documents, Jesse was in contact with these twins repeatedly via Venmo and PayPal for ecstasy, cocaine, and marijuana, not for a personal training program. They also say that Smollett asked the brothers to meet face-to-face to discuss plans. I guess he had, you know, a thought while he was high that this would be a good idea to have a stunt and get people to beat him up. Police say that the plans were corroborated on video and GPS, so they know that they were there. And they say that Jesse was fearful that one of the brothers might hurt him. And so he asked, I guess, the bigger one of the brothers to not participate in the staged beating, and only one brother participated in the beating. According to one released document, one brother was afraid to escalate the confrontation for fear of being shot by police. So that's why he was also not really happy to do it himself. So, guys, do you think that Jesse Smollett will ever make it out of this? Do you think this is the nail in the proverbial career coffin for Jussie Smollett?
I it's weird because, like, I don't think that I remember we had this argument on the show before about, like, Jussie Smollett and, like, if his career ever, like, really took off. And I feel like we looked at the success of Empire, and we see Taraji, we see Terrence on there, and we see that they're really successful on the show. And I think we kind of equate some of that success with Jussie Smollett as well. But I don't think Jussie's ever really done much outside of Empire anyway. So I think as soon as the show ended, it was kind of like, not the end for him, but I think, like, we wouldn't have seen much from him after Empire ended anyway. And I think this just kind of, like, adds fuel to the fire a little bit.
You don't think he could have went on another show after Empire? I feel like he could have.
I feel like he would have been, like, really typecast, to be honest with you. Just because, like, I think his character on the show was so big that, like, it was so big but so true to his real life that, like, you can't really separate it. Like, he's a gay actor, and his character's gay as well. And it's like, there's no separation. Like, you are this character. You're a singer, just like the character. You know what I mean? Like, he is that character. He's not really acting. And I think people would have been like, okay, well, we'll cast him in the same type of roles over and over and over. And I think that those roles probably don't come up that much. So there wouldn't have been much for him to do. But as far as the attack stuff, like, from the beginning, I said that this wasn't real. It was fake. It was staged, so forth and so on.
Look, okay. This is what you guys want. I'll admit it.
No. It's different, though. Because, I said this from the beginning that I didn't think it was real, so forth and so on. But, like, I kind of wanted to be wrong. You know,
yeah, that's all I've ever wanted from this was it for it to be wrong. Because I didn't want to believe that he would do something that's stupid.
In 2019, the fact, when I think about his Robin Roberts interview and how he went off about, like, how black people and gay people have to deal with stuff like this all the time, like, I get raising awareness for it, and I think you did an amazing job with raising awareness for this kind of stuff. But, like, when it comes out that you faked it, it's just like a slap in the face to, like, everyone. It's a slap in the face to people who are black and people who are gay and have been attacked, but it's also a slap in the face to people who aren't black and who aren't gay and who are trying to, like, do better in life. And you just, like, disregarded that. And I hate that.
Bill, does the cocaine explain it?
A great philosopher once said that cocaine was a hell of a drug. I'm going to have to go ahead and agree with him, because cocaine is clearly making a lot of people do a lot of crazy things. and again, it's no excuse for the behavior. Like, I am completely sick of talking about it, but I'm with Dex. Like, he definitely, like, that was it. He's playing him. Like, there's no growth in that. There's no growth. There's nowhere for him to go as an actor. You're playing you, or you became the character. Either way, you were Elaine.
Damn. Grand opening, grand closing. Speaking of grand closing, R. Kelly, he's getting a grand closure right now, seems like, to his freedom. An ex-employee has testified that they gave federal agents multiple child sex tapes featuring R. Kelly. The former employee said that R. Kelly's crew knew full well that R. Kelly had a penchant for having sex with underage girls, but rather than blow the whistle on him, they actually helped him get the girls. Now, according to this source, he has multiple tapes in which the singer engages in sex acts with minors, and he said he turned over one of the tapes to R. Kelly after R. Kelly decided to pay him for it, but somehow that tape got into the hands of the district attorney, Kim Fox. So, R. Kelly is facing a lot of jail time, significant jail time. I think 30 years, I think they said, is what he's facing if these new charges that he's been charged with after these tapes have been turned in turn out to be good. I think it's 11 counts of something like that. So it'll be 30 years total R. Kelly is facing. Do you think this is it, guys? Is R. Kelly finally met his match? Like, that one tape that he got acquitted for is now long gone, and I feel like we have a new set of evidence to possibly move on R. Kelly.
Well, I'm gonna let you take it.
You said what?
I said you start off.
R. Kelly's ass needs to be locked up. He's been needed to be locked up. And I think that the people around him who allowed this to happen and who helped him need to be locked up too. Like, you stole the innocence of children. Children are to be protected at all costs, and you did not do that. I mean, why else would his name be the Pied Piper? Like, do we know the story of the Pied Piper? That's what you decided to call yourself. You literally told people you're out here snatching kids up. I don't understand. What is the argument?
I'm so annoying. I hate myself. But I'm kind of like over the whole R. Kelly thing. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm
so
like,
you should go free.
No, like, for me, it's just kind of like, R. Kelly is absolutely guilty. He's 100% guilty in this situation. Put him under the jail. Do what you got to do to him. Like, I'm fine with it. But my biggest issue with this whole thing is everybody else that's around him. They're going to get away with it. And I don't think that's okay. Like, I feel like this guy who's turning over, or woman, whatever, who's turning over these tapes, they need to be in jail. You knew the tapes existed. Dude. You knew that. And you didn't do anything about it for years. There's so many people that I feel like are getting away with this situation. And, like, that's not okay. I feel like when you cover up child molestation, like, you're just as bad as the person who's doing the crime.
You are just as bad because you are encouraging them to keep going. You are.
Nothing's happening to these people. Nobody's saying anything about these people. They're not going to jail. They're not paying any fines. Nothing is happening to them. And, like, that pisses me off. That pisses me off more than R. Kelly, to be honest with you, because, like, I genuinely feel like now that he might have a mental illness. Like, something's wrong with him mentally. Right. But these other people, you guys don't have a mental illness. Y'all knew this was wrong, and y'all didn't do any – y'all didn't get this man any help, and y'all didn't get these kids any help.
Right. Right.
Some things that make me upset. Racist. Time for racist. The worst segment on the show. This week's racist happened at a Best Western hotel chain. Apparently, a person was talking to an employee from Best Western over their phone, ended up calling, somehow escalated to that person calling the employee a nigger. Then said person showed up at the Best Western to try to collect on their room that they tried to reserve over the phone. And this is what happened when they ran up into the wrong one.
I understand that, but you called me a fucking
I need
nigger.
To stay here. My mother died.
I understand that, but you called me a fucking
I'm sorry.
Nigger. No,
I'm sorry.
You weren't sorry when you said it on the phone.
I was. Listen, there was
no, but
home.
At the end of the day, and the climate that we live in today, society.
I was sorry.
I understand that, but it's above me now.
Because I need a room tonight.
Well, there's the Best Western next door.
No, please let me here. My daughter's here.
I'm sorry, but. I mean, I was on the phone when you said it.
I said, I'm sorry. Please, I've had a horrible day.
And I
today.
Had a horrible time when hearing that.
You weren't at me and.
It's above me. She called me a fucking nigger.
Sir, my grandma just died.
I understand that, but it's above me.
Let me, please let me.
It's above me. Sorry.
I got my credit
the best
card.
Restroom is next door.
Sir, the rest of our family.
I understand
is here.
That, but it's above me.
Please. I
she said what she
you.
Said.
I understand that. She's very.
Did he handle this correctly? I mean, I feel like it's above me. It's probably the best way to handle this. I've never heard that before, but I feel like I'm going to use it now.
Definitely using that now. I people are already wearing it out, which is wearing me out. And they're like memes and all sorts of nonsense already. But like the way people were talking about it, I kind of wanted to laugh a little harder. But he definitely handled it the right way because now there's no room in the inn for you, sis. Go next door to the Best Western while the rest of the family stays in this hotel and mourn. Now you don't have a room and you look stupid and you're a racist.
Dex, would you have had the gumption to stand your ground like this guy did?
I feel like this was more – I feel like this was less about standing your ground and more about a performance. Like,
oh, you thought he was putting on a show.
Yeah, like you recorded it. So like you recorded it and you posted it. Like for me, like if I were to record a situation like this is because like it's a confrontation and I want to make sure I'm going to keep my job. So I'm going to record it. But I, like you guys wouldn't see it. Like, you know what I mean? Like it wouldn't be posted on social media. And like, I'm all for standing my ground or whatever, but again, like, I don't use the N-word, so I wouldn't really be affected by it. I would find it crazy for a person to call me the N-word and then come to my establishment. Like, I would call the cops, if anything, and just be like, you know, I'm being harassed. But I don't know if I wouldn't do the back and forth, personally. No, I wouldn't.
That's right.
I mean, like you said, he might have been recording it, and for clarity purposes, so he wouldn't get fired. And then after he saw how good that he did and how well he kept his, you know, kept his cool, he decided to post it on Instagram. I mean,
but like, I sent you guys messages of me like having conversations with certain representatives from certain companies. I've sent you guys those posts, and I think it's hilarious, but I don't post it on social media for other people to laugh at and stuff. Like, I just, for me, it just goes back to what we talked about last week, that people just do anything for attention and, I guess, clout, and it's lame to me. And like Will said, like, truly, I didn't really think it was funny. I think it was just kind of like, okay.
Right.
Like, you got it together, like, you got it together, and it was over with, but, like, I don't know. Like, maybe people are just more impressed with stuff than I am.
A little much.
That's what I'm thinking.
Just a little much.
Yeah, I think
when I seen it, I was just like, oh, okay.
All right. Moving on. Time for Q&A.
A section of the show where you bring us your tired, bring us your weary, and your broken lives, and we try to fix it. On today's episode of Q&A, we have four questions, two from females and two from males, which I got a question about that, by the way.
What's that?
Huh?
What's your question?
Like, why people, I want somebody like write us and tell us, a female preferably, why don't y'all like being called female? Like, what's wrong with that? Like, what's the issue?
It's 2019. You know how, like, we all have to have an issue with something.
Like, somebody was going off because I was like, female. They were like, I'm not, don't you.
I feel like we've had this conversation on the show. You can't do that, Bill. Because they're not females. They're women. They're ladies.
Here's the thing. That's what we call them. So, that's what they are. Females and male. If you don't like it, your business. Question number one. Teenage attraction. Jesus, help me. Question number two. Moving forward after rejection. I need to, whoever wrote question number one, I need to forward them this child abuse training. The answer is no. Question number three. Hide the wedding ring. Or question number four. Spit, rinse, and use it. What are we going with, y'all?
I think you we should do teenage attraction.
And let's do that spit, rinse, and do it again.
Okay.
All right. Question number one. Teenage attraction. Him. My brother, who is turning 30 this year, has started to date an 18-year-old. I wholeheartedly disapprove of this relationship. It's not that I think it's inappropriate for him to be dating someone younger than him, but I find it predatory that he would entertain being in a relationship with someone who is basically still a child. I mean, he hangs out in her freshman dorm room. He's very defensive about her age the few times I brought it up with him, and now shuts down any conversations about it. Some additional backstory. My brother was recently in an abusive relationship that lasted a little over 4 years, which ended with me flying to him and calling a mobile crisis unit to get him out of it. I want to give him some leeway since I know he recently got out of that terrible situation, but I just can't find any silver lining in him dating someone this young. Is it wrong for me to keep bringing it up with him? Am I supposed to let him figure this out on his own?
So for me, I've never dated anybody like significantly younger than me. And this is the reason why. Like, so I'm 30 now. So I always think like, okay, if I dated an 18-year-old, right? Like, that means there's a 12-year age difference. And I always think like, damn, like, I learned how to walk and talk before this person was born. Like, I always think of stuff like that. Like, Tim, I knew how to write, and your parents didn't even know each other. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
you said you started working when you were 14, so that means they were two.
Jesus. Like, let that sink in. Like, it's just kind of like, I literally would have been at the cash register at McDonald's when your parents came through and bought you a Happy Meal.
The boy got Happy Meals. Like, what?
Unbelievable. Yeah, you can't let it go. I mean, this, I guess technically it's not any of your business, but it is, I guess, because it's your brother. So if you're someone that your brother values, he'll take what you say into account. Do you guys think there's any situation where this could work out?
No. If the guy's like 40, if the guy's 40 and the girl's 12 years younger, sure. Because they're both mature at that point. But, like, I just don't think there's a... Think about what you were doing at 18 years old, and then think about what you're doing at 30 years old.
Right.
Like, your mind... Like,
yeah, I'm not even the same person, like...
Yeah, that's... Like, the state won't say anything because she's 18 and, like, technically an adult, but what were you doing when you were 18? Like, you're not even the same person. That's a child. That's a problem.
Yeah. So should they keep bringing it up or just let them figure it out?
I don't know. I think you should keep bringing it up because I feel like this is one of those situations where because this person has so much, like the backstory, makes me kind of nervous.
Yeah.
So I would say yes, kind of keep bringing it up just because you don't want them to fall into like a depression or some crazy stuff again.
All right, we'll go with that. All right, and lastly, let's do spit, rinse, and do it again.
Oh, here we are. Spit, rinse, and do it again. I work in an office in tight quarters of a two-story 19th century building. How do you know it's 19th century? I have a coworker who brushes her teeth daily with the door open in the only bathroom on our floor. At work? A few days ago, I noticed this person walking around the hallway, brushing her teeth before walking back into the bathroom to spit, rinse, and do it again. When did it become accepted behavior to act like this? Or am I just too uppity to be accepting of this person's personal habits?
No, it's not you. It's them. That's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable. I've seen people brush their teeth at my job, too. Like, it's like a thing. Like,
I brush my teeth at work. Like, I brush my teeth 2 or 3 times a day at work. But really? Like, but it's between me and the bathroom. I don't walk out of the bathroom and do like that's disgusting. Oh, no,
this person does it in like their office. With like a cup of water that they get from the water cooler and they just put the cup and they put the little toothbrush in there, swiggle it around and brush their teeth.
You can't do that. You cannot do that. Like, you can only do it in the bathroom and you got to clean the sink and you finish.
And then after they rinse their brush off the last time, they put that water in their mouth and they gargle it and spit it out. Like, like it's mouthwash.
I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why people are like full. I don't like the germs that are in the bathrooms at work. Like, y'all touching the bathroom doors and your toothbrush, putting that in your mouth. Y'all know these people don't wash their hands. I can't see I'm not brushing. I bring some, you know, I mean, some mouthwash and I'll give it a swig. But why are we brushing our teeth at work? Y'all sleep there too?
Some people do. I don't think there's an issue with brushing your teeth at work. I think that's fine.
I don't know. I wouldn't say it's fine.
I'm not going that far.
The main reason I say it's fine because nobody knows that you're doing it. Like, when I brush my teeth at work, it's literally between me and the bathroom. And if somebody walked in, they walk in. But overall, like, nobody knows that I do that.
But that water, that work water tastes different than home water. Ooh. Like, I can't.
It's filled with lead. Y'all are lead.
Yeah, heavy. Filled with lead. To the brim. And then, yeah, I don't know. I can't. Like, do you take showers at the gym?
Jason, like, come on. You know I'm going to the damn gym.
All right. Good one. Well, those were Q&A questions. For more questions, hit us up at worldtalklive.com/questions. It is time for just a time. So we had some Q&A questions, Sunday Q&A that we do every week on the Bro Talk Live page. We're going to read you some of the results from that. And then I'll have a couple of more questions for you guys to fill up this week's Just a Time. So Q&A Sunday said, did you see When They See Us? What were your thoughts? Anyone watch that documentary? Well, not documentary, the movie. It's like a series, actually.
Mm-hmm. I started and I turned it off.
Why did you turn it off? Because you got depressed?
Not necessarily because I got depressed, but also because it was triggering. I'm already angry. Like, there's already enough in America that makes me angry. I don't want to be angry again because, like, that's fresh anger. I just don't want to be angry no more. I'm tired of being angry at, like, stuff that we couldn't necessarily control or that we can't necessarily control.
Someone said that it's kind of like watching stuff like that is like a horror movie for Black people, and it's kind of crazy that, you know, a piece of American history is a horror story for a certain group of people. Dex, did you watch it?
Oh my God, please don't talk to me about this. I just feel like I'm always this person. I'm trying to be better. I really am. But like when I see, like, how do I put this? I just feel like people want to be depressed. I really do. I feel like it's like a trend to be like, I'm depressed and I'm triggered and stuff like that. Because like I watched the movie and granted it was messed up. It really was. But like, I got through the movie. Like I made it through the movie and like, I wasn't triggered. I wasn't depressed. Like I wasn't angry. Like I get it. Like it's something that we deal with all the time. And I just, when I saw this thing, like this is a horror story for Black people and stuff like that, I'm like, it's definitely something we should discuss. We should definitely be talking about it. It's definitely a problem. But I just feel like people are gassing it a little bit. Like gassing their feelings a little bit. And I know that sounds insensitive. But I
don't mean it sounds very insensitive.
But I really don't mean it. But if you go up and down your timeline, everyone is talking about how they're so triggered and depressed on a daily basis about all this different stuff. And I'm just like,
the thing is though, I see that. Like I'd never post like about being triggered. Like I'm not even gonna do it. Like, okay, I'm a Black man living in America. I'm clearly triggered by everything. Like I'm just not gonna post it because I know that I am already. Like that's I don't have to tell the world that I'm freaking triggered. Everybody already knows that. Like why is everybody posting it all the time, every day?
When people are like, I'm triggered by this, like, what does that mean exactly? Explain that to me.
It takes you back to a place that you don't necessarily want to be at.
That doesn't happen to me. Like, it's weird. Like, I've never experienced these things. I know it's messed up. And I can look at, because this is the thing, though. The same people who are like, I'm so triggered by this, that, and the third. Like, these are the same people who gave me shit for not watching Boys in the Hood until I was well into my 20s. You know what I mean? Like, if something like that didn't trigger you, then, like, how does this...
They didn't get triggered by Boys in the Hood. They don't have an excuse to get triggered by Ava DuVernay.
No, I'm just saying, like, these people who are, like, saying, like, I'm so triggered by this, and the third, it really, like, took me back, this, and the third. Like, people, they watch these movies that are based on this stuff, and, like, the movies in Black culture that are classic are movies that deal with this kind of stuff. And people talk about it like it's a must-watch for Black people. So how is Boys in the Hood a must-watch for all Black people if it's dealing with these situations that are triggering to us?
Liz, like, when I say something is triggering, like, I've seen Boys in the Hood, and that was triggering. Like, anything that is going to put me, because I've had to, the stuff that happened in Boys in the Hood, I've had to deal with. Like, I've had to deal with, like, cops just, like, running into our neighborhoods and, like, throwing us on, like, no lie, throwing us on cop cars for no reason, just because we standing around or, like, having being called out my name. Like, stuff like that is, like, a traumatizing experience. So I totally agree with it. Which is why I'm not watching anything that's going to put me in a traumatizing place. Like, I'm just not going to do it. Like, if I had a chance to watch Boys in the Hood again, I would not do it. When it comes on TV, I'm not sitting there like, oh, my God, Boys in the Hood is on. Absolutely not, because I can name you 10 people that I know that got shot up and killed in the hood when we was growing up. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I don't. Why would you want to put yourself in that place? Like, who wants to do that?
But then, will these same people are listening to music that does that exact thing though? So, like, I just feel like people pick and choose when they want to be, like, quote unquote, triggered by stuff. Like,
I mean, I don't think every situation is a trigger. I feel like it's kind of like things in the situation that's a trigger. Like not necessarily hearing a hood story is triggering. Like listening to Kendrick Lamar, it might necessarily not be triggering, but if I watch this documentary, it might be triggering because I'm seeing it. You know what I'm saying? So some people are triggered visually, some people are triggered, you know, in other ways. So I think that's why. All right. So that was that. Also, guys, do you eat snails?
I don't eat snails on a regular basis, but I have eaten snails. I've eaten snail before.
Yeah, 91% of our audience also does not eat snails. They wouldn't eat them.
They have snails of clams, though.
Oh, clams, whatever. Sorry. Clams, snails. Yeah. Eat clams?
I only eat clams and clam chowder, which I get out of a can, so I'm pretty sure it's just a potato or something.
So you wouldn't eat it? You wouldn't kill a live one and eat it?
No.
Oh, okay. That's that. All right, that was not impressive. More impressive, I want you guys to tell me which one of these categories, which one of the contestants in these categories is more impressive. Jay-Z has reached a billionaire status. He is hip-hop's first billionaire, and he has reached that status after only having, I think, $500 million 5 years ago. So he's doubled his net worth in 5 years. But Rihanna's hot on his tail. She's now, according to Forbes magazine, the world's richest female musician, having a fortune of $600 million. That puts her ahead of people like Madonna and Beyonce and Justin Bieber. There's tons of people. Sorry, I didn't mean to say Justin Bieber for female artists. That was no shade meant. It just came out. What's more impressive, Jay-Z reaching a billy or Rihanna becoming the richest female musician in the world?
I think the Jay-Z one is interesting to me because, like, when I was going through this list, it said, like, because remember we were talking about Kylie Jenner, she's on this list too. I just find it crazy that Kylie Jenner has like the same amount, like her network is the same as Jay-Z's. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. It's crazy. So you're saying Kylie Jenner was the category?
And technically even higher than Jay-Z's. You know what I mean? Because she was there before he got... Like, it's just... Like, that's baffling to me.
Yeah.
Yo, that is wild because you see how hard he had to work.
He had to make triggering music.
So is Rihanna out of the conversation? We're putting Kylie in? Isn't that impressive that they come from the same, like, Jay-Z and Rihanna... They, like, Jay-Z raised Rihanna. Like, you know what I'm saying? He signed her to his label.
He raised her?
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? She started from nothing. Like, Jay-Z gave her a big start. And now she's the richest female artist and he's the richest male artist. So that's crazy, no?
It's dope.
I'm just shocked that she has more money than Beyonce.
I think she does more than Beyonce does, like, outside of music. Like, Beyonce's really, like, she's focused. Yeah, like, I think Beyonce's focused on her, like, her music. And then, like, other stuff just comes in or whatever. But Rihanna actually takes time away from the music to do other stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's also why people look at Beyonce like she's a bigger music act than Rihanna is.
Yeah, Beyonce has three kids. Rihanna doesn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Speaking of mothers, Blac Chyna and Tokyo Toni have a reality show coming out. And good Lord. Here's some of the audio.
You got problems. You need to get straight. You need a therapist. You know what you need? A therapist. Put that down. Blow that smoke in my face. Be a real one for 1 minute.
Why? It's you.
Okay, what my...
It's you. Back it's up. Fucking you.
Really?
It's you.
Okay, come on.
It's
again.
Fucking you. You're the problem. Get in my face.
Nobody took care of your ass but me. I'm ready to get the fuck ASAP after this shit.
5 days.
You put your hand in my face again, girl.
5 days.
You're going to stretch your ass across this motherfucking kitchen. You better keep your motherfucking hands out of my face.
5 days.
Don't touch me no more. You do it again, I'm going to rock your world in this motherfucker.
So rock it.
Don't do that. Keep playing with me.
All right, bye.
Do it again, bitch. I'm going to fuck
you
up.
Get out of my house.
Bye, bitch. Bye. I'm gone. I hate you. Go to hell, bitch.
Stop the fuck.
Get me the fuck out of here.
That is a clip, a teaser clip from Black China and Tokyo Tony's new series on Zeus TV, coming out soon. So
meanwhile, Rocock Live is still only on YouTube.
In other points on news, Young Thug's daughter was videoed and uploaded to the Shade Room driving down the road in a car while her mother guides the steering wheel. You can see in the clip, I mean, we've kind of all done this, no? Driven in the car before we were old enough to drive the car, just to see what it's like to drive the car. But a lot of people were upset about it and said that Young Thug and the baby's mother should be to lose custody of this child because they're endangering her life. That's what they're saying. So who's the better parent here? Who would you rather have as a parent? Young Thug or Tokyo Tony?
Me, myself.
Gotta pick one. Gotta pick one.
I would definitely say Tokyo Tony, because Tokyo Tony, like, she didn't tolerate disrespect. Like, Black China blew some smoke in her face. She shut it down. She also didn't allow anybody else to raise her kid but her. Like,
yeah, because that's important, right? No one else raised you but me. Of course, I'm your damn child. What are you talking about?
What more could you want from a mother?
Mommy dearest, maybe.
She threatened to drag her ass across the kitchen and then forgot her mind. Whose house is that in that clip? Like, that's
probably the Chinese. Who's probably the house that Black China rented for the show.
Okay. That Zeus TV paid for.
Gotcha. I don't even know who Zeus TV is.
Yeah, me neither. But apparently they secured a series with Black China and Tokyo Tony. It's not scripted, so apparently this is all real. And they're fighting inside this very large mansion. Lastly,
you can take the ghetto.
You said what?
I said you can take the girl out of the ghetto.
Yeah, but you can't take that ghetto out of her. Anthony Ruiz is now the heavyweight champion of the world. His name's not Anthony. Andy Ruiz is now the heavyweight champion of the world. He is a very large man. He beat the former champion Anthony Joshua, who is comparatively ripped, shredded, as some people would say, while Andy Ruiz looks like he could be a stunt double for Butterbean. He also looks like a fan in the third section of a New York Knicks game. So this guy is the champion. But is that more impressive than the interview that this Atlanta Falcons player, Tack McClendon, decided to give to the people? This is called playing defense to the media.
Good afternoon, Tack. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
All right. How are things going for you here in the middle of the OTAs and so forth? And how are you feeling about that?
It's going good.
What are some of the things that you're trying to focus on here in the offseason program?
Just trying to get good, be good.
And while you're trying to be good, Coach said last week he looked at you as a linebacker there. We saw you working on some takeoff today. How are those things coming, and how new and different are they for you, man?
It's going pretty good.
So, I mean, a couple of years, you know, into the NFL now, showing back up for offseason work. How does it feel different now versus the past few?
Pretty good.
There are a lot of Falcons fans who are following the news this summer with, you know, what happened in California, or who are concerned that are your fans. You know, what should they know about what you were going through? What's the message to them?
I'm good.
I don't know if you heard the support from folks. I just saw a lot, you know, on social media. You know, what was that like for you hearing, you know, your supporters reaching out?
We're good.
All right, thanks, guys.
Legendary. Now, we thought Marshawn Lynch was good, but this guy is good, literally. So who was more impressive? Anthony Ruiz winning the heavyweight championship at 600 pounds, or is it this guy just completely owning the media in his session by just saying I'm good over and over and over again?
I don't know, because like Tack is what, 23, 24?
Yep.
Like, I just feel like you come across like uneducated when you do stuff like that. Like, I hate to see people, I get it, like, you're somewhat trolling, but like, I look at it like, are you just not intelligent enough to hold a conversation?
You thought that? I thought that he was very smart for choosing I'm good, because that literally can answer any question. Like, that is brilliant.
But they weren't asking him questions that were hard or questions that were, like, invasive. They were asking, like, regular, like, legit, like, normal questions. So, like, the fact that you...
Yeah, but he didn't want to talk. And that's the point. Like, NFL contracts make you talk to the media after practices or whatever like that. And if you don't want to talk and you still have to fulfill your obligations, this is a way to do it.
Yeah, but, like, people might not want to talk to you, but they start to fulfill the
he doesn't care
and speak to you. Like, they have to do it too. Like, we all have a job to do, all of us. Like, don't make my job more difficult.
You media member, we all have a job to do. Oh, Dexter.
Like, don't make mine difficult because you don't want to do yours.
Oh, Bill, did you like what Tack was doing there?
Sometimes I like there's sometimes like I thoroughly enjoy that trolling. I didn't enjoy his because it was like it just wasn't it didn't have the pop I thought it should have had.
You would give a little bit more pizzazz. What would your I'm good would sound like?
Would have given a little more flair. I would have. Oh, I'm good. Oh, it's good. Good. Oh, I'm good. They're good.
Oh, okay. You would have changed the inflections. Okay, like I said, that would have made it a little bit better.
A little different cadence, a little sound. You're like, I'm good. Can you read?
Well, he has other chances. I'm sure they'll ask him more questions to see if he does this again. I think he should do it again, no?
I think he should put a little,
little pizzazz.
Jason, what did you say? You think what?
He should do it again with a little more pizzazz like Bill said.
I'm good.
Let's do a take two.
You missed what I said.
I didn't miss what you said.
I said I'm good.
That was funny. All right, quickly changing courses, things that aren't funny. It's time for Texas BS.
Let's do a better transition. Speaking of good, here is Dex's BS report. All right, guys, Dexter Stuckey here. I'm ready to do the BS report. All right, so last week we had a rough BS report. I gave three stories, but all stories were true. So I messed up a little bit, so I'm going to make up for it this time. So I'm going to give you guys four stories, and one of the stories is definitely 100% false. All right. So okay. KFC is now coming out with a new menu item. So we all go to KFC and we love it. And
who is we?
I meant like America, because I knew one of y'all was gonna be like, since when do you eat fast food? So I meant America. So we all go to KFC. Just cut it out. So look, we all go to KFC, and one of our favorite things that we like there is the skin of the chicken. So KFC has decided to come out with a bucket of skin. So that people can buy it, so they don't even have to like worry about eating the full piece of the chicken. You can just go there and you can buy skin now.
Eat some skin?
Yeah, just buy you some skin. Speaking of food, we're going to stay in the food category. There is a man who was actually arrested at the Kellogg's factory for peeing in the Cheerios and the Frosted Flakes. The man was arrested. He said, you know, I caused a discrepancy because I tampered with the product. And it was revealed that he peed on a conveyor belt as it was going down into the going down into the mixture. So if you guys are fans of Kellogg, you might want to be careful, especially if you live in the state of Memphis. Rapper Future. I'm sorry. City of Memphis. Rapper Future is actually coming out with some new music. But he's taken the Travis Scott route and actually releasing some merchandise to go along with it. He's releasing condoms and hoodies with his phone number on there, and he's charging $20 for it. And last but not least, if you guys are shopping for cakes for those proms or graduations, you might want to be a little careful. Some stores in Philadelphia have actually been given styrofoam cakes. So you go in there, when you cut into it, it's filled with styrofoam. So you think you're going to get a chocolate cake, but you end up getting a chocolate covered piece of styrofoam. Ladies and gentlemen, those are Dex's BS reports for the week. Guys, what's true? What's false?
How many true? How many false we got?
There's one false. Everything else is true. KFC's selling skins. As a menu item, a man peeing in Kellogg's cereal, Future selling condoms, and stores giving out cake with styrofoam on the inside of them.
First of all, Future doesn't know what a condom is. He has too many children, so that's definitely fake.
Maybe that's why he's selling them. He has so many.
Got some he left over that he didn't use. So, yeah, I'm going with Future.
Well, what about you?
I am going to go with... This is hard because I want to go with either... There's three that I want to choose from, but KFC is just so stunning.
Selling skin.
Like, I can see them selling skins. Like, I can see them actually doing that. Like, I literally, like, it's crazy. I can literally see that. Here we are with our new bucket of skins.
What?
I'm going to go with...
Now, about these skins, this depends. So, about these skins, is it just like skins of the thigh, or are we going to have like wing skins too? Like,
no, they call them breast skins. Okay.
Breast skins?
Yeah, like they're just, it's just chicken skins.
Just assorted chicken skins? Yeah. Okay.
Assorted chicken skins. Okay, I'm going with the chicken skin story.
You're going with the assorted chicken skins.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay, so yeah, Future and the chicken skins. All right, just a reminder, everyone, what the stories were. It's KFC selling chicken skins. A man urinating. It's crazy that neither one of y'all picked that. A man urinating at the Kellogg's factory into the cereal. Future selling condoms to promote his new mixtape. And people giving out styrofoam cakes. Jason picked the Future story. Will picked the KFC skin story. Jason, you're 100% correct. That is incorrect. Future, that is a lie. Future is not doing that, but Miley Cyrus is doing it.
Because she doesn't have kids and she knows what condoms are.
I told you KFC do some crap like that. I knew it.
Yeah, you're right.
So where is these skins being sold at? When do they go on sale?
Jason! You trying to go get you some skins?
No, I'm not worrying about for myself. I'm just asking the question so that the public can know. What do you mean, Jason? I'm just curious.
It's not in every part of the world just yet, but come 2020, it should be.
Wow. So where is it now?
Right now, it's just overseas. It's overseas, but they're also doing like trials in some small... small areas, but they don't say specifically where.
All right, well, that was Dex's BS report. Thank you, Dex.
Thank you.
It is time for seats. This is the part of the show where we get you to give somebody a big old seat and get out your face. All right, that's as good as I got. You guys got any seats to give this week?
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
No, you go.
My seat is that I have to give up this week is to Sierra. Like, I think she just did a lot with this whole Harford thing. Like, she posted on March 20th that, like, oh, guys, you know, I'm so blessed to let you know that I just got accepted into Harvard. And then yesterday she posted, guys, I'm a Harvard alumni. And I'm just like, what? So then I went back and I'm like, you literally, those pictures were posted 15 days apart. And then I read even more that the certificate that she got only took 3 days to get. And, like, I'm all for people doing more for themselves to help themselves out and do better in life or whatever. But, like, stop trying to size it like you did more than you actually did. Like, you paid $10,000 for a program. You did the program with a degree that you're going to do nothing with. Like, just stop.
She probably didn't even have to pay because I've been looking on the daggone Course RA website and they give out free classes all the schools anyway.
Like, but, yeah, if she knew how long it was going to take, why even post something that she was starting? Like, you knew how long it was going to take.
The crazy part about it, though, like, people do stuff like this all the time. Like, there's other celebrities in this course because when she posted, she thanked her dean for helping, or professor or whatever, for helping her out and help doing all this stuff. And I clicked on the professor's page. There's other celebrities that did this. None of them posted about it. Like, they're just like, okay, like, we know what it is. Like, why do you have to? I just don't get it. Like, why are you being so extra about this?
It's disgusting. I have a seat to give. My seat's gonna go. So here we go. We have a snail problem at my apartment complex. And so basically at night when I'm coming home, there's like this walkway and like the sprinklers kind of go on the walkway sometimes and gets wet, and snails love it for some reason. So you always see like snails this highway of, yeah, you see this highway of snails. They're just on the walkway. And so I try to step over them sometimes, and I'm really aware of them because I don't want to hurt a snail. You know, snails, they can't move fast or really slow. But sometimes I'm looking at my phone, and I'll just feel a crunch.
Ooh.
And because I've stepped on one. And I feel really bad every time because I know it's just like I'm killing a snail every time. And it's probably a really gruesome death because it's like your shell's being crushed into like your skin and it's like probably stabbing them to death. But I just don't know what to do about it. So my seat's going to go to the snails for just hanging out in the walkway. Like, you guys have grass, you have shrubs, you have all these other places to be. Why are you in the walkway? One time I came downstairs in the morning and there were just, I think kids just went to town because kids don't give a damn. There was like 50 snail carcasses just on the walkway. It was disgusting. So my seat goes to the snails. You guys just stay in your natural habitat. Cement wasn't a thing back when, you know, snails were made in the first place. So just stay out of the way and you won't get hurt.
Yeah.
So I do have a seat. Earlier tonight, I'm scrolling through Instagram and I get a message from somebody asking me. So they sent me a DM like, yo, you know who this person is? And I'm like, look at the profile that they sent me. And I'm like, no, I've never seen this person. They're like, yo, why are they texting me trying to, like, basically trying to get at me and using your name? I'm like, what do you mean using my name? So I, like, go through these messages. And I'm like, yeah, I was with him on Saturday and we was cleaning and we was doing it. I'm like, no, wait a hold on a second. I go and I DM the person that they sent me. Like, I DM the person that's using my name because I literally have never seen this person a day in my life. And so I'm like DMing them like, yo, how about you leave my little cousin alone, like, and stop using my name. Like, what are you into? I get a phone call I made me feel old. But I get a phone call on Instagram and I'm trying to figure out how you even answer the thing. Okay. So I'm looking at my phone like, how's it making this noise? I answer the phone and the guys on the phone like, yo, what? Who you? I said, bruh, if you don't get off my phone, so like I posted on Instagram, like, just block this person. And my other cousins are like texting me like, yo, we gonna tip on them. So I need to give two seats tonight. I need to give a seat to this person that's being a creep that I literally don't even know. I need to also give a seat to my cousins because y'all always want to fight. Everything is not about fight. I gotta stop being so ghetto and just relax, okay? Hit the block button and file these complaints and let that be that.
You can have someone call you on Instagram?
Yes. And we can FaceTime you on Instagram too.
Freak me out.
Wow. I'm really in the dark ages. This is amazing.
Don't worry. I was in the dark ages legit,
like I was meeting up with someone and like we don't have each other's phone numbers and like they Instagram FaceTime me and I'm just like, oh, okay. So I answered it for like directions, to give each other directions. And then I'm like, how do we get out of this? Like, this is so weird. It's actually one of my industry friends interviews, the comedian, actually. We did it and I'm just like, I don't understand this thing. Like, this is really like bizarre to me.
It's crazy. All right, those are seats. Time for congrats. We want to give a big congrats to the friend of the show, Jameer Pond, for launching his new show on BET Digital called Black Coffee. It airs Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern on youtube.com/the BET channel. I think that's what the name of the channel is. But if you just Google Black Coffee BET, you'll see it there. So congrats to Jameer. All right, you guys have any other shout-outs to give to people? Any other congrats?
I just want to give a great big shout-out to the class of 2019, all of my student-athletes who are choosing their dream schools. Their dream schools are, like, giving them offers, like, full scholarships. Like, I think it is amazing. Keep going. Don't stop.
And also shout out to Will. He did like a commencement speech at the graduation. He did really well with it.
He sang himself a little tune.
He did good. Like I was really impressed.
Well, thank you so much.
We're always impressed with William. He's an excellent talent, you know, none greater. Shout out to the boy.
You know, I always got
to
throw a little too much sauce on it. I'm trying here. I'm trying. Baby steps.
All right. For Dex, for Will, for Ty, it's been another edition of Bro Talk Live. We will talk to you guys next week. Next week is the finale for the summer. We'll take a little break and we'll be back with the video, hopefully, when we come back. So stay tuned for that. You guys have a wonderful week. All right. All right.